Well, so what you just said was a perfect lead-in to my story, because I clerked for the justice when she was Judge Ginsburg on the DC circuit. And I came to the clerkship in a very unusual way, in that I did not apply straight out of law school. I don't think I would have even gotten an interview with Judge Ginsburg on the DC circuit. And I was, in fact, out of law school for a few years, and I was working in the staff counsel's office of the DC circuit. I had just had my first child, and I needed a job with very regular hours so I could get out of there and make it to the daycare center by 6 p.m. when they start charging you $10 a minute in late fees. So I'm working away in staff counsel's office, where you basically recommend dispositions of motions and cases that don't go to oral argument. And I got a call one day, this was about 1989, I got a call one day from Judge Ginsburg's chambers, which doesn't happen unless something is wrong. So I was very nervous, but the judge got on the phone and she said, "I've noticed your writing, and I was wondering if you would want to apply to clerk for me in chambers." To my everlasting embarrassment, what I didn't say, yes, yes, yes. Instead, I said, "I'm not sure that I would be able to put the hours in that you ordinarily expect of your law clerks because I have a very young child at home." And there is dead silence on the other end of the phone. And I don't know if it was her usual reticence and hesitancy in talking, or if it was just, here is the woman who devoted her life's work to making it possible for people to both manage their family lives and have a vibrant working life, no matter their gender. But she did rally and she said, "Well, what are your hours like now?" And I told her, "Well, I work a regular 40-hour week, but then I get home and I've got to do bath and bedtime and feeding and everything." And she said, "I think we can accommodate that." And then she did offer me the job, and it transformed my career. But I would say my initial impression of the judge was just shock, because it was a very unexpected and wonderful and miraculous occurrence that I came to clerk for her. So if I could ask, what was your experience when you were actually working for the judge or the justice? And how was your relationship after the clerkship? So, Davey, why don't you talk about that? Well, you guys clerked together, so.
We did. It's pretty similar to any clerkship. You have a judge that you're working for. You have a group of clerks. Our year, we're very lucky to have a very tight-knit group of co-clerks, and then more broadly, the clerks in the other chambers. It was a very friendly and collegial environment, which is not necessarily always the case, but our term, it was. Working with the justice was fun, but also pretty intense. She was one of the hardest working people I had ever met. It was always, she wanted the opinions to be exactly right, and as well she should. And so there was a lot of late nights only because she doesn't wake up early. Her workday was, 2 p.m. To into the wee hours of the night when they didn't have argument. But it was fun. You would sit with her and she would line edit and, find exactly the right word for the right situation. It was just pretty incredible. And then, we also had opportunities to have more sort of I guess I would say informal, but still fairly formal. we would have cupcakes on a clerk, all the clerks' birthdays, and we would sit around and drink Prosecco with her and try to make jokes to make her laugh and hear stories about her life. And it was pretty incredible. I would say after the clerkship, I was able to relax a little bit more because I was still intimidated, but just she wasn't my boss anymore. And so that was fun. Once I had kids, having her meet my kids and talking to her about that side of my life a little bit more was really fun. I don't know, Kelsey. Kelsey got to have some really exciting opportunities to work on an opinion with the justice when she was working out. Maybe you want to tell that story?
I forgot about that story. Yeah. So as David was saying, I mean, I think we were all, she was a wonderful boss and kind and so generous with her time. As David said, when she would edit, she wouldn't just kind of do it and give it back to you. You would sit with her at this little circular desk or table next to her fireplace, often late into the night, and go over each word. And she was doing that largely for the clerk's benefit to help you kind of learn why she was making the changes she did. But she was also a multitasker. I mean, there's no one who is more productive than Justice Ginsburg. And so one time she...